Friday, 5:30 p.m. at home. OMG, I can't believe I actually survived the student exchange program at Northampton Hills International Academy. Scooby! Even though the Science Club event was a huge success, my last few minutes at NHH turned into a complete drama fest. I had just finished cleaning up my locker and was on my way to the office to turn in my student ID when I noticed a large group of kids crowded around a locker in the West Hall. Since NHH's soccer team was playing in a tournament, quite a number of students had stayed after school for the game. Curious, I rushed down the hall to find out what was going on. OMG. I immediately had a disgustingly freaky case of deja vu. Bug girl. Hey, check this out. Someone had vandalized a locker with graffiti. The shocking thing was that those exact same words had been written on my WCD locker back in October. My dad is a bug exterminator and works for my school, Westchester Country Day. He also arranged for me to attend there on a full scholarship. Unfortunately, Mackenzie found out about my deep, dark secret and started taunting me. So when someone scribbled Bug Girl on my locker in red lip gloss, Mackenzie was my first and only suspect. But why would someone write Bug Girl on a student's locker at NHH? Once the distraught owner of the locker showed up, the crowd quickly scattered. That's when the entire fiasco finally started to make sense. I was stunned to discover that the locker belonged to Mackenzie Hollister? No! I immediately suspected Tiffany since she had warned us to watch our backs in her angry rant yesterday. And Mackenzie had admitted that Tiffany had teased her about that video with the bug in her hair when she'd started attending NHH. I felt super sorry for Mackenzie since she was obviously very upset, but I also couldn't help but wonder if she remembered vandalizing my locker and writing those same cruel words. Mackenzie was finally getting a taste of her own medicine. And she totally deserved it. However, her spiteful actions had also made me feel hurt and alone. That's when I decided to be her friend, not her frenemy. Mackenzie, are you okay? This is such a cruel and disgusting prank, I said. I'm sorry you had to go through this. Mackenzie slowly turned to face me, with tears streaming down her cheeks.
Nikki, how could you do this to me? You've ruined my life, and I'll never, ever forgive you.
Listen, Mackenzie, I exclaimed. I know you're angry right now, but I would never stoop this low to hurt you or anyone else.
I don't believe you for one second. I think you came to NHH just to humiliate me, Mackenzie screamed. No matter how hard I tried to convince her that I was innocent, she refused to believe me.
Suddenly, Tiffany appeared out of thin air.
Hey, Nikki and Mackenzie, is something wrong?
You two don't sound like BFFs anymore.
OMG, Mackenzie. Did someone vandalize your locker?
I wonder who hates you that much, she asked, batting her eyes all innocent-like.
Well, I'd love to hang out with you, but I gotta get back to that soccer tournament. Have fun.
I definitely have to give Tiffany credit for being an evil genius. She'd probably heard one of the crazy rumors about how I'd vandalized Mackenzie's locker by writing Bug Girl on it. And actually, doing the same thing to Mackenzie's NHH locker was the perfect setup. Tiffany had effectively gotten even with Mackenzie and me by secretly launching World War III. Our new friendship had barely lasted 24 hours. And ironically, now both of us had been ridiculed as bug girls. I just sighed and walked away. Turning in my NHH student ID to the office was kind of bittersweet, because I was already starting to miss my new friends. But it also meant returning to my wonderful life at WCD and hanging out with cherished friends who adored me. And OMG, I can hardly wait to get back there.